that you brought to the house of the Lord tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I want you to, what if it's a physical need, just think about for a second what the doctors have told you.
Yeah.
You thinking about it?
Yeah.
Then I just want you to think of this. There's a higher power. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, I want to think about that financial need and what the banker says and what the man you owe the debt to says. But then let's think there's a higher power.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Whatever your need is right now, I want you to think about it and think what the devil's told you about it. Then I want you to let the devil know, hey, devil, there's a higher power. Amen. That's right. No matter what your need is tonight in this house, that ought to give every one of us hope and faith to know that there is a higher power. No matter how bad it is, no matter how heavy the load is, no matter how impossible the circumstance is, there is a higher power. And might I say, there is the highest power. Amen. That is God Almighty that can step down in the middle of your trouble, in the middle of your care. It may be a fiery furnace you're looking at tonight. Amen. But when you get in the middle of the fire, amen, you're going to know there's a higher power. Hallelujah. Amen. It may be a lion's den you're looking at tonight. Amen. But when you get in the lion's den, you're going to know there's a higher power. Hallelujah. It might be the walls of Jericho you're looking at tonight. Amen. But when you start marching around in obedience to the Lord, you're going to know there's a higher power. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad for that tonight? Oh, hallelujah. I said, I'm glad to know tonight, amen, He's able to help us in our trouble. Amen. Lift your hands tonight. Let's thank the Lord for the Spirit of God. We feel in this house tonight. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, increase our faith tonight. Oh, to reach out and grab a hold of what you're trying to do for us tonight. In this house. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. God's able to help you tonight. I said, God's able to help you tonight. Amen. He wants to help you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Thank you tonight. Amen. For being in the house of the Lord. Amen. Thank God for the presence of the Lord we feel in this place tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. I want you to turn an eye to the book of Numbers, chapter 13. Amen. Appreciate the Spirit of the Lord in here tonight, don't you? Feel like the Lord's trying to help us. Amen. Just because we're open our Bibles doesn't mean the service is over. Amen. It's just getting started good. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want the Lord to come by and help us in this altar service tonight. Amen. Appreciate everything that's been done for us, all the fine food that's been prepared, and all the kindness and hospitality. Everything that's been done has been wonderful. Treating us a lot better than we deserve, that's for sure. And we certainly appreciate everything. Appreciate Brother Sister McDonald and all their kindness to us and the fellowship. Amen. I just enjoy being around him. Picking his brain, amen, and learning and trying to pick up a little bit of that wisdom, amen, that he has. Praise God, and I appreciate that. Amen. I want to read tonight of the book of Numbers, chapter 13. Felt the Lord direct us to this today in prayer, and felt confirmation tonight when Brother Tommy started off on the first song, amen. Know of it, Numbers, chapter number 13. Verse number 17. The Bible says, and Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, get you up this way southward, and go up into the mountain, and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwell therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that dwell in, they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds. And what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not, and be of good courage and bring us of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. Verse 23. And when they came into the brook of Eshcol, and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes,
And they buried between two upon a staff. And they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. The place was called the brook Eshcol because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from thence. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them, unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, We came into the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, The land to which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it were men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. Amen. Let's lift our hands one more time and ask the Holy Ghost to help us tonight, the preaching of His Word. Father, Lord, we thank You for the privilege to be in Your house. Thank You for the good singing tonight, the worship in the house of the Lord. Thank You for the good Spirit of God that we feel in this house tonight. And now, Lord, we ask Your blessing upon the preaching. Lord, anoint us, O God. Anoint this congregation. Lord, give us a mighty move of the Holy Ghost in this altar. Let us leave with victory in our heart tonight, and we'll praise You for it. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. So Lord, help me tonight. I'd like to preach on which voice are you listening to? Which voice are you listening to? You see, this is a very familiar text that we read to you tonight. And it's one story that has one of the most tragic endings in the entire Bible. I feel that way. You see, the children of Israel were standing at the brink of God's blessing. They were at the place of promise. And yet, because of doubt and unbelief, they were not able to go into the promised land. Amen. Wouldn't that be tragic? Amen. Right there at the place of God's blessing, right where God wants you to be at, getting ready to go in and possess the land, and yet because of their doubt and unbelief, they are unable to go and possess the land. And my concern in this hour is that it's the same for us in this hour. We stand at the blessing of God. Amen. It seems as if we settle for less than what God has promised to His people in this hour. Amen. I believe it's because we are listening to the wrong voice. Amen. In this hour, praise God. Amen. Oh, help me tonight, Holy Ghost. Amen. You see, when I look at this passage of Scripture, and one thing that is very evident when you start out reading in the book of Genesis, when God called Abraham there in Genesis 12, amen, we know that God places a promise to Abraham and tells him, amen, I'm going to bring you out of the land of Ur and bring you into a land that flows with milk and honey. In fact, in chapter 13 and verse 15, it says, For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. Amen. Chapter 15 and verse 7, he said, I am the Lord that brought thee out of the Chaldees to give this land to inherit it. In the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, Unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates. Amen. So we know that Abraham was given this promise that this land would be his to inherit and his seeds. Amen. But God renewed
renewed that promise to Moses in Exodus 6 and 8. And he said, "And I will bring you into the land concerning the which I did swear to give it to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob. And I will give it to you for an heritage. I am the Lord." Amen. Oh, that ought to have been something, amen, that sparked joy in their heart, knowing that God had provided and promised them a place where they would dwell. They would not always be pilgrims, amen, but He would bring them into a land of rest. Amen. Oh, we know that the Bible said that it would be a good land, and when these spies went in to see the land, amen, they found out it was just like the Lord said it would be. Amen. It was a good land. Amen. In fact, even the evil report the spies brought back, amen, said that it was a land that flowed with milk and honey. Can I tell you tonight that any place that God wants you to be at is a good place? Amen. Amen. If God puts you there, amen, it will be a good place. Amen. You, it may even be in the dark jungles of Africa. Amen. But if God told you to go and He put you there, amen, that would be a good place to be. Amen. Well, we know tonight that not only did God promise them a place, a blessing, a promised land, but how many knows the hour we live in tonight? Amen. God has a place, a blessing for His people tonight. Amen. I said God has provided a plain of victory that we can dwell in this hour. Hallelujah. Amen. I was in revival at Brother Switzer's back in November. Amen. One day when I was praying in the church house that day, amen, I felt the Lord speak to my heart and say it this way. Amen. Victory is not just a place we visit. Amen. But victory is a plain that we can dwell on. Amen. The problem is too many times, amen, victory and the blessing of God is that only a place we visit. We only get there on Sunday night and Wednesday night. Amen. But I want to tell us tonight, amen, victory is a place we can live in. Amen. God has provided a place where we can have victory. He has provided the means to us to be able to get and to keep victory. Amen. I believe God's provided revival in this hour for those, amen, that will seek after Him and are willing to pay the price. Oh, I'd like for us to get that desire in our heart, amen, to know that we can dwell, amen, in victory. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Tommy started us off tonight saying, "I'm dwelling now in Canaan." Amen. What was Canaan? It was a place of victory. It was a place of blessing. It was a place of power. Amen. Thank God we have that place that we can attain in this hour. Amen. Help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. But I see a problem here. You see, these spies went out throughout the land. Amen. And when they get back and they begin to tell what they have seen, and I mentioned it already, they start off pretty good, don't they? Amen. They start off in verse 27, and they said, "We came into the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it." They brought back the cluster of the grapes and the things that they had found in the land. Well, if these men had stopped there, amen, if they had stopped right there, it seemed like everything was just fine. But the problem is, amen, the next verse says, "Nevertheless." Amen. That's always a problem, isn't it? Amen. "Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land." Amen. They go on to tell all the reasons why they could not possess the blessing of God. Amen. Though they realized it was a well-watered plain, though it was a land that flowed with milk and honey, amen, they began to tell all the reasons. The people were stronger. The cities were walled and great. There were giants in the land. Amen. It's just like the devil, amen, to exaggerate how big and how strong he is. Amen. You see, I read this today. It said the unbelief of the 10 spies had two dimensions to it. Amen. Number one, God's past faithfulness to His people did not bring these 10 men into a loyal relationship with Him. Amen. And secondly, they did not trust in God and His promises concerning their future. Amen. When they look back and seen all that God had done for them, it's almost like they forgot about the faithfulness of God. You see, this wasn't the first obstacle, amen, that the children of Israel had ever encountered. Amen. This is not the first time that the children of Israel were staring in the odds, amen, of adversity, amen, and trouble. They've been there many times. In fact, might look back at the very beginning when they were in Egypt, when God called Moses. They were in a land of bondage. Amen. Pharaoh's hand was hard against them. Amen. But God brought them out with a high hand, the Bible said. He brought them through the Red Sea. That was an impossible circumstance. There was no way they should have been able to get out of it. Amen. But God made a way. Amen. When they get across the Red Sea, amen, they come out shouting on the other side. It's not very long until they're confronted with the fact they don't have any water. They don't have any food. But how many knows that God came through and provided water out of the rock? Amen. Provided manna in the wilderness. Amen. When they were desiring meat, amen, God come by and brought in quail. Amen. And brought meat to them. God had been with them every step of the way. Amen. But yet now they come to another place. Amen. And these men forget about God's faithfulness. They forget about the goodness of God. And all they see is how bad the problem is. Amen. There's a lot of people like that in this hour. Amen. They forget about what God has done for them. Amen. You look back over your life, friend, and you know what you're going to see? You're going to find the faithfulness of God.
All right.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. There's been times in my life, brothers and sisters, that I look at my circumstances and I looked at the things that I was facing, and there was no way possible for me to come out.
Yeah.
Through the carnal eye. Oh, but it's already been sung tonight. Thank God for the higher power. Hallelujah. Amen. When there was no way, God made a way. Amen. When there was no healing, when there was no hope of being healed by a doctor or medicine, amen, God come through with healing power. Amen. I'm glad tonight for the faithfulness of God. Amen. But these men made out such an evil report. Amen. They were taught so much. Amen. That the people had bought into their evil report so that they thought the bondage of Egypt was better than the blessing of Canaan. For you go on in chapter number 14, this evil report has worked on them so, amen, the words of the 10 spies, amen, worked on them so that they said, hey, it's not worth it. Amen, they were looking to find another captain and head on back to Egypt. Amen, isn't it amazing how far God had brought them and they seemingly forgot about the blessings of God? It amazes me when I look at people that sit in a holiness church with all that God's done for them, that one trial comes at them and they start thinking about Egypt again, and somehow they get all twisted up until they think Egypt would be better, amen, than Canaan. I can't understand that. Friend, I want to tell you something. Amen. Think back what it was like before you got saved. Think like what it was like, amen, before you came out of Egypt. Amen. There's nothing in Egypt to go back to. I said there's nothing behind us to turn back for. Amen. Don't listen to the voice of doubt and discouragement in this hour. I know the problem's great. I know the trials get sore sometimes. Amen. But the same God that brought you through at the first is going to be the same God that brings you out now. Hallelujah. I know it may seem impossible, but the greater the problem, the greater the miracle. Hallelujah. Thank God He's able to bring us out in this hour.
Help me, Holy Ghost. Oh, have we soon forgotten what Egypt was like, that we want to go back? Amen. The problem is, too many times we settle listening for the devil. We listen to the wrong voice. You know what the devil's going to tell you if you listen to him? He's going to tell you you can't live for God. That's what he's going to tell you. He told me that before. Hey, there's no need to pray through and try to keep the victory. It's impossible. That's what he'll tell you. That's right. Hey, man, he'll tell you the days of revival are over. He'll go as far as tell you that holiness is not right. Hey, man, he'll tell you that people don't want to get saved anymore, especially at a holiness church. He'll tell you the holiness church can't grow. You might as well take the sign down, because nobody's going to come to a holiness church. You know what I say to that? Liar, liar, liar.
All right.
That's right. Amen. Oh, why do we listen to the devil so much? Amen. A headache comes along and the devil tells you it's cancer. You're going to die. Might as well make out your will. Amen. I'm just going to be honest with you. I need to preach to you tonight. And I don't know if I'm going to. Amen. Sometimes in revival, you know what the most discouraging part of revival is? Testimony service. People get up and talk about how the devil's been on their shoulder all day. Amen. Give more glory to him than they do to God. You hear me tonight? Amen. Talk about how bad they feel. Amen. I was in revival one time, one place. I ain't going to tell you when, where. Amen. Because you might figure it out. Hallelujah. Amen. But I was in revival one place. And this guy got up and the Lord worked a miracle for him. I know he had worked a miracle for him. Amen. But at the end of the service, he proceeded to get up. For 45 minutes, he was up longer than I was. Amen. Going back all the way to the 70s and telling us everything. Amen. Every headache he ever had. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I was so glad to get out of there. If I'd have been Don Moreno, I'd have just stood up and walked out. No man wouldn't have cared what they thought. Hallelujah. Amen. But I want to tell you something. Amen. I get sick and tired of hearing what the devil's been telling you. Amen. You know what? You need to stop listening to the devil. Hallelujah. I said you need to stop listening to the devil. I can't hardly figure out why people let him stay on their shoulders so long. Amen. When we know he's supposed to be under our feet. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, listen to me tonight. Amen. If you listen to what he has to say, you're going to be in doubt and discouragement all the days of your life. Amen. Why in the world we listen to him when we know he's nothing but a liar? Amen. Jesus said in John 8:44, when he speaks of a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Hallelujah. Amen. He's telling you not saved. Amen. That you're not going to make it. Amen. You ought to look at him and say, I know I am, because you're telling me I can't. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember Brother Bill Houston said one time, he hadn't been saved very long. Amen. But the devil got in the truck with him one day. Amen. And began to tell him he wasn't saved. Amen. Bill Houston, the only way he can do it, amen, said, devil, tell me again. You say that one more time and I'm going to shout. He said, because if I wasn't saved, you'd be telling me I was. And you're telling me I'm not, so I know I am. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, listen to me tonight. Amen. I know what the devil's trying to tell you, but there is help for you. I said there is victory for you. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what anybody else said. Amen. There is enough power in heaven tonight to bring you out, take you over, pull you through. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. I know that God, amen, is able to help us in this hour. I said, I know that God's able to send revival to his people. I know that God is able to save in this hour. Amen. Stop listening to what the devil's telling you. Amen. But in the midst of all this doubt, and in the midst of all of this chaos, really, the Bible said, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses. Amen. When I read that, I don't know, but in my mind's eye, I can see the people getting riled up, can't you? Yeah. Whew, hallelujah. Amen. Just like a troublemaker to rile people up. Now, I know you probably all don't know what church trouble is out here. Amen. But I've experienced a little bit of it in my little ministry. Amen. Amen. It just takes one person to get crossways. It seems like they talk until somebody else gets routed. And now two working together. Amen. I want to lay a scripture on you. Where there is no wood, the fire goes out. Hallelujah. And where there is no talebearer, the strife ceases. Hallelujah. Amen. Aren't you glad for that? Praise God. Amen. And here these people are. Amen. They're riled up. They've heard, amen, what these 10 spies said. They've forgotten all about what God has said. They've forgotten about what the man of God said. And now the people's in a frenzy. Amen. But all of a sudden, out of the midst of all this, amen, there steps one man, amen, by the name of Caleb. And he steals the people. Amen. Can you see him in the hide? I can see him in my imagination. Give say, hey, wait a second. I wanted to do that a few times in testimony service. Hey, wait a second. What about the Lord? Are they really looking as funny to me as I think they are? Amen. Wait a second. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once. Wait a second, Caleb.
What about what these other boys said? Hey, man, he don't even listen to them hardly, does he? Hey, man, let us go up at once. Hey, man, for we are well able to possess it. Hallelujah. Hey, man, Caleb's voice, hey, man, springs up like a fountain of faith in the middle of a desert of doubt. Hallelujah. Hey, man, I'm glad. Hey, man, he was of another spirit. Hey, man, chapter 14 said, hey, man, he stands up and says, wait a second. I know what they saw. I saw with my own eyes too. Hey, man, but I haven't forgot what God said. I haven't forgot the promise of God. Amen. He said it was our land. Amen. We would be able to possess it. Amen. Why mess around any longer? Let's get after it, boys. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what I feel like coming and telling the house of prayer tonight. Amen. I know there's voices of doubt in this hour. Amen. But forget what they said and let's get up and get after it. Hallelujah. I said, let's get up and get after the promise of God. Let's get up and get after revival. Let's get up and get after the move of the Holy Ghost and the blessing of God. I don't care what the devil said, we're still able to have a move of God in this hour. We're still able to have a victory through the help of the Holy Ghost. Both Joshua and Caleb stood against the majority opinion of the spies. You see, they were basing their report on a firm commitment to God and full confidence in his promises to Israel. They refused to accept the overwhelming decision of God's people, even at the risk of their own lives. You see, in chapter 14, the people's already saying, hey, let's forget Canaan. Let's go back to Egypt. But this time, Joshua pops in with Caleb. So, wait a second, boys. This ain't right. Amen. They begin to tell them, hey, let's go up and possess the land. And you know what the people did? They baited them to pick up the stones and stone them. Amen. They realized, amen, the majority opinion was not going their way. And they decided to stand up for God anyway. Even at the risk of their own life. Do you realize that sometimes when you're following after the blessing of God, you will be in the minority? Help me, Holy Ghost, right here. Right. Amen. Oh, Jesus. Amen. Not everybody is going to pick up the burden that you have. I've known the people that God spoke to their hearts to do something for the Lord. And they tried to get people to go with them and do it with them. Amen. And they couldn't get nobody to help them. Let's go door to door. Amen. Let's go pass out tracts. Let's do this. Let's do that. God spoke something to their heart. And nobody would go with them. They got so discouraged. Amen. They wouldn't do what God spoke to them to do. Amen. You know what? God didn't speak to the whole congregation. They go pass out tracts. Amen. God spoke that to their heart. Amen. Sometimes when God speaks to you and promises something, amen. Sometimes when we know that revival is there for the taking, amen. The majority of people may not catch the burden. They may not catch the vision. Amen. But regardless of what anybody else says and regardless of what anybody else does, amen, you're going to have to go ahead and follow after the promises of God. Amen. When you stand for the Lord and do what's right, most of the time you will be in the minority. You'll not be in the majority, but regardless of what anybody else says and regardless of what anybody else does, I'm still going to follow hard after the blessing. Hallelujah. No matter if anybody else decides, amen, they want victory, I'm going to follow after victory. Amen. He realized this was not going to be an easy thing.
Help me, Holy Ghost. You see, there was going to be struggles in Canaan. They were not going to waltz in to this land of blessing, this promised land, and all their enemies just hand over the keys of the city and say, it's yours, boys. We're out of here. No, there was going to be great struggles. There was going to be great fighting in this land. Whew, help me, Holy Ghost. The problem is the 10 spies, they saw the grapes, one man said, but they had too many gripes. Amen. They wanted the promised land, but they was not willing to fight for the promised land. Amen. Help me, Holy Ghost, right now. Amen. Ooh. They saw the fruits of the land, but they did not want the fights of the land. But can I preach to us tonight, obtaining victory and revival will always be a struggle? Some of you here tonight are in need of great help. I don't know who you are, but you come to the house of God tonight burdened down with cares and problems, needing God to help you. I want to tell you something. Sometimes we're going to have to fight through some of that obstacles that stand in our way in order to get the victory that we need. Seem like I read one place where the Bible says the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, but the violent take it by force. Ooh, hallelujah. Amen. Does it seem like tonight, amen, all you're hearing is the voices of doubt and discouragement. All you're seeing is the kingdom of heaven suffering violence. You look all around you and it seems like things are only getting worse instead of better. Amen. Here we are in the middle of revival and it seems like every day brings more trouble and brings more care and brings more problems. Amen. I want to tell you something. All it is the voice of are we going to follow after the Lord? Or are we going to give in to the voices of doubt and discouragement? I know sometimes it's a hard battle. I know sometimes we look ahead of us and all we see is fighting. But I want to tell you something. The Lord will be with you every step of the way. That's something these 10 spies forgot about. Tell me, Lord. Oh, yes. Jericho stands ahead. Oh, yes. All these walled cities, these giants, they stand ahead of us. But the fact of the matter is, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Amen. Stop listening to the devil tonight. I said, stop listening to the devil. You know what you need to do? You just need to kick the devil out. You know, that's what they had to do after they had spent 39 years, 40 years, wandering around in the wilderness. Look at all the time they lost. Look, they lost a whole generation behind them. And I'm afraid that's what's happened a lot of times in our holiness churches. Is that we've listened to the devil so long that we're about to lose a whole generation behind us that's not experienced revival and not experienced the blessing of God. What we need tonight, we need somebody to catch a hold of the voice of Caleb and realize we can dwell in Canaan. Stand to your feet tonight. Lift our hands and ask the Holy Ghost to help us. Father, in Jesus' name, speak to our hearts tonight, Lord. Oh, God, I've tried to relay the burden of my heart to these people tonight. Oh, God. Oh, I don't want to miss out on what you got for us, Lord. Oh, I don't want to miss out on my help tonight, Lord. I don't want to miss out on the blessing of God, the promised land. Oh, help me, Lord, to leave behind the voices of doubt and discouragement and grab a hold of the things that you have promised for your people. I know you've promised your help. You've promised victory. You've promised the Holy Ghost. Oh, you've promised revival. Lord, help us to leave behind those doubts and discouragement. Amen. Those voices. Amen. That is trying to sway us the other way. Oh, help us to grab a hold of the voice of Caleb in his hour. Oh, Jesus, help us, I pray. As I give us a song tonight, amen. Every head bowed and every eye closed. I wonder, is there somebody here tonight? Seems like the devil been talking to you, telling you you're not going to get help, that the problem's too bad, your situation is just gone too far. Is anybody here tonight to raise a hand and say, Brother Dennis, I need victory in my heart. I'm allowing the voice of doubt and discouragement to override the voice of God. And I'm here tonight and my heart's perplexed. And I need to have some victory. I need some relief in this service tonight. Is there anybody that raise a hand and say, Preacher, pray for me? Lift that hand. Is anybody here tonight? Anybody else? You say, Brother Dennis, it seems like all I can hear right now is those voices of discouragement keeping me back from where the victory lies. Is there anybody in this house that raise a hand and say, Brother Dennis, I need help tonight? Be willing to admit it to the Lord tonight that you just need that help. Oh, God, help. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Let's lift our hands and thank the Lord for speaking to us tonight. Oh, Holy Ghost has spoke to us. Amen. Why don't you act upon the voice of the Lord tonight and get to this altar? Is that the Lord talking to you tonight? Is the Lord talking to your soul tonight? You need that help? I want to tell you, I feel help in the house tonight for you that need it. Amen. Oh, don't let the devil teach you out of the victory you need tonight in this service. Hey, why don't you just go ahead and step out? Amen. Get to this altar here. Here, needing help. Amen. He's speaking to you. You're feeling down deep in your heart. Amen. Get out of that pew and come to this altar tonight and let the Lord help you. I feel like there's victory. Amen. If you'll just listen to the voice of the Lord, come on, come on. Amen. The Lord's speaking to you tonight. Come on. Amen. I want the Lord to have his way tonight in this altar service. Amen. Let's get in this altar and seek the Lord. Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else? Come on. Amen. Oh, come on, saints of God. Let's find us an altar. Make us an altar tonight. Oh, let's let the Holy Ghost speak to our hearts and help us tonight. Let him bring you out. Amen. Oh, cast your care on him, for he cares for you. Amen. Let the Lord be your helper tonight. Oh, Jesus, come on. Oh. Oh, come on. You need help. Oh, cast your care on him tonight. Oh, leave behind the voices of doubt and discouragement. And grab a hold of victory tonight in this house.
Oh, my God can do it. To him there's nothing to it.
Come on, come on.
I know he'll see it through to sweet victory. Even when the storms are raging, he is the rock of ages. I know that He is able, mighty is He.
Oh, yes.
And I know my God can do it. To Him there's nothing to it. I know He'll see it through to sweet victory. And even when the storms are raging, He is the rock of ages. I know that He is able, mighty is He. And I know my God can do it. To Him there's nothing to it. I know He'll see it through to sweet victory. And even when the storms are raging, He is the rock of ages. I know that He is able, mighty is He. And three Hebrew boys were thrown into the fire, because before the king they would not bow. But they said, listen, king, let it be known, we serve a living God and we're not alone. 'Cause I know my God can do it. To Him there's nothing,
there's nothing to it.
I know He'll see it through to sweet victory.
Come on.
And even when the storms are raging, He is the rock of ages. I know that He is able, mighty is He. And I know my God can do it. To Him there's nothing to it. I know He'll see it through to sweet victory. And even when the storms are raging, He is the rock of ages. I know that He is able, mighty is He. And they marched around the walls of Jericho. They knew that they would fall, God told them so. And just like He worked for them, He's working now. Our God, He never changes. He has great power. 'Cause I know my God can do it. To Him there's nothing to it. I know He'll see it through to sweet victory. And even when the storms are raging, He is the rock of ages. I know that He is able, mighty is He. 'Cause I know my God can do it. To Him there's nothing to it. I know He'll see it through to sweet victory. And even when the storms are raging, He is the rock of ages. I know that He is able, mighty is He. And they marched around the walls of Jericho. They knew that they would fall, God told them so. And just like He works for them, He's working now. Our God, He never changes. He has great power. And I know my God can do it. To Him there's nothing to it. I know He'll see it through to sweet victory. And even when the storms are raging, He is the rock of ages. I know that He is able, mighty is He. And I know my God can do it. To Him there's nothing to it. I know He'll see it through to sweet victory. And even when the storms are raging, He is the rock of ages. I know that He is able, mighty is He. God of the mountain. hand. It's still God in the valley. Oh, when things go wrong, He'll make them right. For the God of the good times, it's still God in the bad times. Oh, the God of the day, it's still God in the night. For the God of the mountain, it's still God in the valley. Oh, when things go wrong, He'll make them right. For the God of the good times, it's still God in the bad times. Oh, the God of the day, it's still God in the night. And life is easy when you're up on a mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But when things change, and then you're down in the valley, and don't lose faith, friend, you are never alone. For the God of the mountain is still God in the valley. Oh, when things go wrong, He'll make them right. For the God of the good times, it's still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. For the God of the mountain is still God in the valley. Oh, when things go wrong, He'll make them right. For the God of the good times, He's still God in the bad times. Oh, the God of the day is still God in the night. You talk of faith when you are up on the mountain, but the talk comes so easy. Oh, when life's at its best, but it's down in the valley of trial and temptation. Oh, that's when faith is really put to the test. For the God of the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. For the God of the good times, it's still God of the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. For the God of the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. For the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. For the God of the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. For the God of the the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. You talk of faith when you are up on the mountain, but the talk comes so easy when life's at its best. But it's down in the valley of trial and temptation, that's when faith is really put to the test. For the God of the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. For the God of the good times is still God of the bad times. The God of the day is still God of the night. For the God of the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. For the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. For the God of the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. For the God of the good times is still God of the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. For the God of the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. For the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. Life is easy when you're up on a mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But when things change, then you're down in the valley. And don't lose faith, friend. You are never alone. For the God of the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. The God of the good times is still God of the bad times. The God of the day,
hallelujah,
is still God in the night. For the God of the good times is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. For the God of the good times is still God of the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. For the God of the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong,
He'll make them right. For the God of the good times is still God of the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. For the God of the mountains is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. For the God of the good times is still God of the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night.
Amen. Praise God.
God for the wonderful word. Appreciate the goodness of God. Anyone have anything to say? All right, let's stand. Be much in prayer for revival service, 7:15, tomorrow night, right on through the week. Let's come expecting God to meet with us. I feel like we're gaining ground. Amen. We really are. I appreciate every message. Seems like the preacher has just been giving us exactly what we need. I feel some improvement just over the service tonight. Amen. God speaking to our hearts to encourage, strengthen lives. Hold on to it, child of God. Hold on to this message. Hold on to it for your personal life. Enemy comes to you tomorrow, putting discouraging thoughts, distressing thoughts in your mind. You say, wait a minute, devil. I'm not going to listen to that anymore. I'm not going to listen to that voice of fear. I'm not going to be always antagonized by that voice of the devil bringing fear and doubt in my mind. I'm not going to listen to it anymore. Miss Eve got in trouble because she listened to the voice of the devil. We'd do a whole lot better if we'd just listened to the Lord, wouldn't we? Appreciate this message. Everybody happy? Dear Lord, we thank you for this service. Thank you for the voice of God. Your word, Lord, speaking to us tonight. Good instruction, Lord, if we'll heed it. Help us, Lord, to listen to your voice. Follow after you. Keep your hand upon our people. Bring us back tomorrow night. In Christ's name. Amen. Shake hands, be friendly, and love everybody.